Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey guys, welcome back to Believe in K-pop. This is your host, Anthea Isaac. And today I would like to call her an encyclopedia of K-pop groups and things, because she has been keeping track of all K-pop acts and solo artists, and which actually inspires me to learn a lot and which actually amazes me the most every time I visit her YouTube and also her interviews. So yes, that's not it. I'm going to give a official introduction, which sounds more perfect to start our podcast. So I have Sarah, the content writer and public speaker who creates n number of K contents, either in written or through podcasts. She has been called as a special guest for K-pop panels for 3 years and has represented all of us, especially Black K-pop fans and K-pop fans who are moms. Yes, she's a super cool mom. Yeah, guys. And she has been writing content and doing podcasts. She has been part of the Daebak City and K-drama reports, and her voice is amazing. You should check that out. And apart from writing for different websites, she has her own site where she brings out fun and engaging contents like reviews on K-dramas and K-pop albums, which are truly insightful. So if you're wondering what to watch next, just make sure to visit her website and you will get a lump sum of content. So it is a pleasure to invite Sarah for our podcast episode. Hello, Sarah.
Hello. Wow. What an intro. Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you.
So how are you feeling today?
I'm good. Today is a beautiful day. It's cold in my part of the world, so I'm getting used to that. And yeah, looking forward to the holiday season.
Yeah. Jingle bells, jingle bells all the way.
That's right.
Well, my country is also cold right now. I don't know. It's because of the pandemic. It's more chill. And I literally spend 14 hours on my bed.
Wow. So
sad. But yeah, we are spending our days and doing podcasts, enjoying K-pop. So that's exactly why we are here.
Yay. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I love talking about K-pop, even now.
So our title is all about debuts and disbandments of K-pop acts in 2020, and which reminds us about your latest YouTube videos where you brought out a list of K-pop acts which debuted this year. That's huge, like 70 plus K-pop acts, am I right?
Yeah, that is correct. I had it broken down because there were so many that I actually had to do separate videos, one for the girl groups, one for boy groups, and like the co-ed groups. And then I'm working on one now for the solo artists, which is the biggest amount. I believe the solos have close to 70. And then the boy groups, there are about 40, 50, as well as the girl group. So all in all, there were over 110 groups that debuted this year.
Oh my God, 110?
110 plus, yeah, plus some more that I missed, because even though I try my best, there's just, So many. I try to keep up with everybody, but every once in a while I'll miss a group and I'll have to go back and add them in.
Wow. Like, mm-hmm. Of course we are going to talk about them all.
Sure. Okay. If we have the time.
Yeah. Like, so before we started the podcast, we were talking about how you keep track on all the K-pop acts. So right. How do you do that? How did you prepare that video?
So what I do is I'm usually up very early in the morning because my 9-to-5 has me awake at my desk by about 3:30 in the morning, my time. So where I live, the new K-pop music videos are released at 4 a.m. So I have time to go through, and even if I don't listen to it, I just write it down on a spreadsheet about who debuted or which group is doing a comeback. And then later on, I cross-reference with a few Wikipedia-like K-pop websites where they keep track of every group and every artist and see which ones have debuted this year or whatever year I'm working on, and just go from there. And like I said, as detailed as that sounds, I still manage to miss a few just because so many debut all the time.
So do you think that as years go on, there are more number of acts coming out?
Yes and no. I did a trial run of this last year and it's about the same. I will say that there's been a slight increase in disbandments this year, but I believe it's probably due to like the pandemic, because a lot of the smaller companies just can't afford to do what the bigger companies can do, like the online concerts, the fan meets, and spending that money up front to release music and music videos. But yeah, it does seem like as K-pop is getting bigger, more groups are coming out like slightly. But what I have noticed is a lot of international groups are coming out more.
Yeah, even mm-hmm. I noticed, I forgot the name, but I remember mm-hmm. like Jungkook says, like, I don't know the name, but I know the face.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And that's how it is with some of the newer rookie groups. And then with the international groups, this year that I've noticed, there's been three. Black Swan, which used to be Rania. Oh, goodness. Catchy, which has not a lot of... Oh, they have fans, but then there's a lot of like hate on social media. And we can... Yeah. That's probably a whole nother topic.
They are the ones...
Yeah. That's yeah. And Kachi. And then there's goodness, Prisma, who is also an international group. I actually like their song. So I haven't heard much about them on social media. I know of them because of what I do for my channel. But yeah, I actually like their song.
Wow. It makes me want to check it out. I did write them. Yeah. For mm-hmm. viewers, if you didn't know, like, 1 week back, I was watching Sarah's YouTube video on the debuts, and I was making notes on it, like real notes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
And that's exactly why I call you an encyclopedia. I'm not joking when I say that. No.
No, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so while I was reading about you, yes, I did something. Mm-hmm. I got to know that you have greater interest on K-hip-hop and R&B. Yes. You're totally yes. opposite to me. Oh my God. I don't know. So
that's okay.
Yeah, so why don't you just mention a few artists that we would like to check it out this year? Would you like to?
Okay. Sure, I'd love to. These aren't, as far as Korean R&B, not a lot have debuted this year, which is fine. There was one, like, K-R&B group, even though they were under K-pop, called Trusty. However, they've already disbanded. I would love for you to check them out just because I like the song, but yeah, unfortunately, they've disbanded already. But a lot of groups or artists that are in heavy rotation on my Spotify, thanks to my Spotify Wrapped list, were Samuel So, who is an R&B singer, but he goes more towards rapping right now. He can do both. He's amazing. Crush, of course, he's currently in the military right now. He left the day before my birthday, which I was very upset about, but we'll see him in 2 years. Jesse, who is amazing. And oh gosh, some more. Jay Park's whole collective, so Higher Music and AOMG, both sides of his company, are really good and have a lot of artists, hip hop and R&B, that you can check out. And just, if you like that genre, you would fall in love with.
Ah, thank you. Like, mm-hmm. Of course, we can agree with Jessie. Jessie is more like the girl power.
Yeah.
The queen power. Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm really happy that she got an mom.
Yes, I was watching that and it looked like she was crying. I had it on mute because I was actually in class, but I was so happy for her. So yeah, I'm glad. She's been around. I think she recently had her 15th year debut anniversary. Yeah. I had no idea it was that long.
Yeah, even me, like, I was celebrating Super Junior for 15th anniversary, and it was huge. And after a few months, like 2 months, mm-hmm. I think, and she posted, like, it's her 15th anniversary, and I'm like, oh my God,
Before she was Jessie, and I don't want to get too far off topic, but before she was Jessie, she was in a group, Lucky J, I believe, and then she was in a group before Lucky J, and before that, she was, like, Jessie H.O., and it was just like, I haven't heard the early work, but with Lucky J, she was an amazing singer. I'm glad that she's rapping because that seems to be where she's most comfortable with. But yeah, that she's multi-talented for real. So very happy for her.
Wow. Yeah, most of them are. It's just we don't see
those sides. Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So that's fun. That was amazing. So I was stunned when I heard that ANS, a girl group, got disbanded this year. Of course, we are going to talk about disbandments. Yes, viewers. But this is just instantly popped up. Like, what happened? I really loved their song.
Right. I did too. From what I've been reading, and I'm going to do a video on this a bit later, but what I've been reading is just they're having issues within the company, which I notice happens a lot with not just girl groups, but all the groups in general. There was some supposedly violence in, not between them, but between like managers and them or someone in the company and them. So with all of that happening on top of the pandemic, their company just could not handle it. And so they all disbanded, which is really unfortunate. A lot of people were surprised about that one.
Oh my God.
I know.
It's hard work and industry is hard.
Yes, it is hard, especially with bigger companies and smaller companies. It's hard, like you said, in general. But with the smaller companies, they have to work so hard just to get to where the larger companies are starting. At least with larger companies, they have money, they have places to practice, they have dorm rooms. That may not be the case for some of these smaller companies. So it seems like when I see artists debuting under smaller names, it makes me want to support them more. Everybody is talented, like you said, but with the smaller companies, it's like, I know you guys are not making any money right now. So what can I do to, you know, support you? Be it buying the fan meet tickets, or if they're able to do online concerts, watching the concert. Sometimes that's expensive. So what I like to do is try to make videos of, you know, all about them. It seems like I've been focusing on like the disbandments lately, but I would also like to have like a get to know series on my channel where I just just make it easier for people to find out about them.
You should definitely do that.
Yeah. I don't know why I haven't. I can't believe I just thought of it now. Like, oh, we should do that. So coming soon to my channel.
Yeah, like it would be a great help for me. Mm-hmm. So yes. And while you're talking, of course we are going too much into disbandment, but sorry, but it reminded me of TRCNG.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. So sad.
They didn't disband yet.
No, it's nothing official. Nothing official yet, which is why I haven't really said anything about it, like social media wise, because I try to wait until I hear something official. But yeah, between that and this year, it's just I hate to keep bringing up the pandemic, but it's so amazing to me how much everything has affected from this, you know, with the groups. I mean, I'm sure they were stressed out prior to the pandemic, but now it's like, okay, you guys are supposed to do a comeback or debut, but surprise, you can't because here's this pandemic. So there's no music shows, or there are no, like, we can't make a music video. We can't travel. We can't do anything. But you're still in a group, but you're not going to get paid. But you still have to practice, but you're not going to get paid. You know, it must be very stressful for all of the artists right now. And yeah. Tracing, yeah, that was really sad. I don't even know if they're going to disband or they're going to try to do a comeback. There was another group in a situation where two members got into a huge fight, and they tried to move past that, they being the group. The two members ended up leaving the group, and then there was like this huge lineup change. They tried again, and it didn't work, so they ended up disbanding. And that was really sad because they were talented. So I don't know. We'll just have to, I guess, wait and see or hear what their company says.
And one of my most favorite groups that I started mm-hmm. listening during the initial one, which hasn't updated anything, is Romeo.
Oh, okay. You're right. They have not updated. It's like permanent hiatus right now yeah. with them.
Two of the members are in ARMY right now.
Okay.
And one just completed. I think Kyle came back, or he's still there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Things like that. But it's also kind of difficult for me to get, because they don't have that much of fans, so that there isn't much of translations done. So it's like, yes. I don't even know. Like, I can see fans commenting in Korean, but I don't really understand mm-hmm. what they're saying. Like, what did the member post, and what are the fans talking right. about and things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is one of the, I guess, the downsides of liking a lesser known group, is that you don't get a lot of information. You have no idea what's going on. If they don't post, you're just kind of stuck like, well, you know, Love from America or Love from India. I mean, I don't know what's happening, but we love you here. Yeah, exactly. I definitely understand that. Mm-hmm.
There was a time when I was commenting like that, but later did I realize, like, oh my God, how long are you going to do this? Stop it.
Well, I will say, from doing some interviews with some of the rookies, they love reading comments, especially like Love from their international fans. They absolutely adore it. And it does give them, you know, like a little bit of, I don't even know, hope, or just like the strength to continue. It might be a difficult day, and then they read somebody's nice comment, and it just makes them feel that much better about themselves. So if you have the time, I say keep doing it. As long as you don't get tired of it.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. And 24K, we had that.
Oh, yes.
The lineup changes.
So many lineup changes, so many scandals. Now, I did a video a long time ago when I don't even remember the artist, the name now, but he was married and had a child. And I remember when that blew up, everybody was so surprised, because supposedly even the band members didn't know. And yeah. And so he, you know, he obviously left. I shouldn't say obviously, because personally, I don't think that should be a deal breaker. If he still wanted to pursue music, I think he should have. If he wanted to stay in the group, I would hope they gave him a choice, but he, I guess, ended up leaving. And then after that, it went quiet for a while. I don't know. I don't think they've disbanded yet, but I haven't heard anything from them recently.
Oh, what group is it?
This is 24K.
Oh,
there was, yeah. So a long time ago, 24K has been around for a long time, Anthea. They, yeah. I want to say 2014. Yeah, that far back. Yeah, it was a long time ago, but I remember that was the first time I had heard of a scandal. I shouldn't keep saying that. It's not a scandal. I mean, people get married and they have children, but it was just the first time I've heard that had happened, and he chose to keep it from the group. Yeah.
Like, of course, that would be a big surprise. Like,
yeah.
We can't consider it a scandal. Like, people are allowed to get married and have kids, but you don't tell it to your friends and teammates. Like,
I don't know. It's one thing to like, oh, I had a child, but like you got married too. So how are you handling this situation? If you're supposed to be in the dorm and you're like, oh, I'm going to go stay somewhere else. People are, I assume, would get suspicious. Like, where are you going every night? You know, why aren't you here all the time? And so, yeah, it's unfortunate. And like, that made me think of EXO Chen when he announced that he was getting married and she was going to, you know, have a baby and everything. And how fans, I shouldn't call them fans, how people were saying he has to leave the group and he needs to leave the industry. It was ridiculous. I don't understand why people are like that.
Even I have my questions, like, what do you expect? You're humans. Like, they are humans.
Mm-hmm. But again, I feel like that can be a different, like, episode of, like, fandom, like, minds, why they think the way they do.
Yeah, definitely. We must do that. Like, you just said you don't do weekly stuff in podcasts. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you whenever I feel like.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Yeah. It sounds great.
So let us just kind of settle this negative notion of K-industry and talk about debuts. So who were your favorite debuts of 2020?
Oh my gosh. Well, there's so many. We'll start with the
boy groups.
We'll start with boy groups. Yeah. I was really excited about Treasure because they had their reality show. And then something happened so that it took them like a whole year to actually get out of YG's basement. That's what I like to say. And officially debut. So I'm really like excited for them. They're doing really well. I also wanted to mention some of the lesser known. Okay. There was a duo called H&D that came out with, they debuted double MVs, double songs. One was Soul. The other one was Good Night. Do you remember? Yeah.
Come on. You know that I'm an X1 fan.
Okay. Exactly. God. So yeah, I was like, I knew of X1 and I really enjoyed their song Flash, but then that whole fiasco happened. So when I heard of H&D, you know, putting out their music, I was really looking forward to that. And they did a fantastic job. I heard they're supposed to be re-debuting in a group. I haven't heard the group yet, so my fingers are crossed that we'll still keep hearing new music from them.
Yeah, it's Bae173.
Yeah, I think that, yeah. So I want to say they had Crush on You. That's the name of the song. It's good. It's not the sound that I prefer since I am like such a hip-hop and R&B fan. I like how H&D had like that R&B feel when they released their music, but Crush on You is really cute. It's catchy.
Yeah.
That's a good word for it.
Even I never expected the duo to come out and give out a song like that. But of course, I'm not against cute things, but like those two have such a hard vocals and that can actually grab your heart. So.
Yes, exactly. I agree. So I'm still keeping an eye on them just because I liked them as a duo so much. As far as like rookie or debut bands, a boy band, like actual playing music, playing the instruments, there's a group called Decoy and they released a song called Color Magic. I really like them. Color Magic wasn't the one that kind of like sold me on them. Their follow-up song, for me personally was much better, but I really like how they interact with their fans on like Instagram. They do a lot of lives. They put up a lot of like cute little videos of them doing their day-to-day work, and their cover songs, how they rework some of like the more popular like Blackpink songs or BTS. It's really good. They're a really small, less known group, so I say check them out.
Yeah, sure.
And the last one is I think it's Wei.
Wait,
I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Is it Wei or Wei?
Kim Yo-han. I'm sorry. Like, yeah.
Yes. I don't know what it is.
Even I don't know too.
Yeah, but their song Twilight. Oh, I like that. I don't know why. Oh, yeah. It's catchy, but it's also something else for me. So those are the boy groups and bands that I really have been like looking for this year. I know that there's a lot of other ones, like P1 Harmony is really popular. And oh goodness, there was another one, T.O.O. Technically, they debuted this year, even though I remember them coming to KCON New York and LA in 2019. They were just starting their reality show, so people knew of them, but officially they debuted in 2020. And I'm missing some. There's so many.
Exactly. Like, even the listeners wouldn't have heard me hype this much, mm-hmm. but when it's X1, I had to do my part. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, and X1 was such a good group. Like, I really expected them to go far. And it's frustrating because everything that happened was not their fault at all. Mm-hmm. And yet, this is the, you know, situation that we're in now where they had to disband and then hopefully re-debut. And hopefully it's as successful as X1 was.
It reminded me of Yeonsang. I loved his solo debut this year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm a Gravity trash. Sorry.
See, no, that's fine. Gravity is one of the groups that I was like, I know I'm missing one because they're super popular, so popular right now. So I am always happy. I get that mom feeling, like, oh, I'm so proud of you. You know, when you're getting like all the fans and all the attention, and you're what you love. That is amazing. But regardless to the fact if I actually like the song, I'm just proud of them for being able to debut because there are a lot of people who haven't been able to.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, even now, I kind of feel like mom, like mommy feelings. I kind mm-hmm. of, I'm waiting for Dongpyo from X1 to debut. Like, he's literally my kid. So please, guys, bring him out.
And I hope they will soon.
And mm-hmm. it's like, he is the only person who has not come out after the disbandment, and I'm like, you are doing it on purpose.
I'm hoping that he will. You know, sometimes it might take a little while, depending on the company that they're in, how long they debut. I mean, we've gotten, goodness, there's an artist under Jay Park's label currently called Golden, but he used to be G-Soul, and before that he was a trainee under JYP for like 13 years. He's like my age, and he's just now, you know, getting the recognition that I think he deserves. When Jay Park was part of 2PM, G-Soul was there. It's just he hadn't debuted yet. And so it's one of those things where sometimes the company is like, no, you're not ready yet. Even if the fans think that they're ready, even if that person thinks that they're ready, it's up to the company, you know? So,
yeah. Yeah, guys. So, yeah, it's like, that's what I love about you, because you kind of, I don't know, like, you kind of search for the underrated. I kind of proclaim myself to be a person who kind of tries hard to notify or kind of bring out the underrated artists. But when I look at you, I'm like, Anthea, you're not even close.
No, you do what you can. And I wasn't always like this. Like, when I first got into K-pop, I was a YG fanatic only, like Big Bang, 21, that's it for me. And then I started doing, like, you know how YouTube will just automatically go to another video when the video you're playing is over? I started doing that as I'm like working in my home and whatnot, or driving. And it's like, oh, this is a nice sound. Who is this? And started like kind of following that rabbit hole. That's what we call them. Diving into the YouTube rabbit hole and just learning more about things. And because I've been into K-pop for so long, the groups that I was into originally, a lot of them are disbanded or permanent hiatus or have rebranded into something else. So I just follow the people. And if I like the song, I'm going to, you know, try to support the group that makes this music.
Well, yeah. My YouTube is planning something. It's on purpose. It kind of repeats the same song that I've heard.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I don't mind repeating them. Like I would have streamed Gravy Tea and B1 Harmony for a lot of times. Right. And I really love N-Hyphen. Is it
mm-hmm. right? Yeah, that's a brand new group. They're part of Big Hit, I believe, right?
Kind of.
I think so.
I don't
yeah.
know exactly.
Well, they were part of the reality show that Big Hit put on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was so good sound. It's on my recent repeat list. So,
that's good. Yeah. I remember. I didn't watch the reality show because personally, I get so attached to all of the members, you know, all of the contestants. So I hate when they get voted off. Oh, that breaks my heart. You know, they're crying. I'm crying. Everybody's crying. So I tend to not watch it, but I'm always just keep an eye on everyone, you know? So I've heard about N-Hyphen, especially that whole like airport incident when they were going somewhere and just got mobbed by all the fans. That was crazy. That was even before they debuted. I don't even think they had the name N-Hyphen yet. They were just the winners of that reality show of Island. So yeah, I've heard their album. It's really good.
Yeah, I love it too.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, yes, just a promotion, listen to their B-side Flicker, which is actually produced by James F. Reynolds, who was a guest, so
That's right, that's one of the favorites of mine as well, so that's good to know. Okay.
Yeah, I never knew that he produced it because our interview was before that, and when I saw he did it, I'm like, I should have told him.
That means you have to bring him back to the show for a follow-up.
Yeah, definitely. So talking about debuts, it's not just brand new debuts, but we had a lot of our favorite idols coming up as solo debuts.
Yes, indeed. Goodness, where do we begin? Yua with Bon Voyage. She was amazing. I don't know if you're into girl groups, because I feel like sometimes people are more boy group, or, you know, they're more one or the other. But if you're not into girl groups, which is fine, because I'm not that much either.
Imposter
but I really
found. Imposter
yeah.
found.
Oh, no. No, it's fine. It was a good debut. I really liked the MV. I don't know who does like the music videos for K-pop and whatnot, but it was really good. DPR's Ian, as far as like the whole R&B thing, he released his solo that was called So Beautiful. Again, really good. If you're into R&B, check out the whole DPR like collective. They're amazing. And this wasn't a debut, but I haven't seen him in a while. It was a Yoon Doo Joon from was he part of Infinite or no? He's from Beast. Sorry, Highlight. He released Lonely Night and his album. That is a grown man. Yes, exactly. So those were the three that caught my ear this year. But like you said, there were so many like solo artists.
Again, I'm exposing myself, but Han Sung-woo and Usopp's solo debut.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. It's
really
just
good. No, don't apologize. They were really good too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I really loved Changmin's solo.
Max. Yes.
Chocolate. Mm-hmm.
Oh, chocolate, yes. Did he get married here too?
I think yes.
Yeah, it was him. Yeah. Okay. Well, congratulations, Mr. Chocolate Man. You're doing big things for 2020.
Wow. Yeah, but I still feel that 2020 wasn't fair with him because I didn't see much of hype for his solo, which was the album was amazing. And why aren't you people seeing him?
Yeah. I wonder if it's because he's an older idol. Sometimes I feel like that happens as well. People aren't interested in idols once they hit like 28 plus. And I want to say that Max he's got to be like in his 30s or like late 20s.
32?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that might have a little to do with it. I mean, honestly, look at ENHYPEN. We were just talking about that group. They're teenagers. Like, my oldest is older than some of the members in ENHYPEN. So I get it. Like, this, that's what sells. But that's okay, because there's us, people like us, who just enjoy the music regardless of age. So yeah. And of course, I almost forgot Wonho's debut, his solo.
Oh my God.
That album, whew, oh. That is something I did review on my website. And I think I screamed for like 30 minutes. All the songs are amazing on that one. I'm so proud of him. After everything that happened with him and having to leave Monster X and then coming back bigger and better, like literally bigger and better, he has so many muscles. Oh my gosh. But yeah, I'm really proud of him with that.
Exactly. And Hwasa?
Yes, of course. I like Maria out of all of the songs on the album, but the album was a really good debut album.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, the very intro got me. Like, she was singing about Maria, but it's like, mm-hmm. Antia.
Yeah.
it kind of was, people do say that it's kind of a personal diary of hers.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
It sounds as if she wrote it for us all who kind of need to value ourselves as individuals.
Right.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Give it a listen, guys.
Yes, and please do.
Yeah, and talking about a huge hiatus and returning, Woods.
Yes, that's right. And Woods is one of those people where I was like excited, and then it's like, oh, something else happened, and I got distracted. And it seemed like a month later, it was like, oh my gosh, Woods debuted. Let's listen to his music. So yeah.
Yeah, he's, we got too many albums. Yeah.
All the time. Yeah, that's how it is.
Like, I preferred the first one better, but I'm not complaining, but the first one was, like, literally the comeback making such B-sides.
Yeah, have to listen to it. It's been a while since I've listened to Woods' music, so I'll have to check him out again.
Wow. Like, I just wondered that we are kind of moving away from the track, but our concept is like that. We are supposed mm-hmm. to talk about all those beautiful comebacks.
Yeah. And I know we did start with saying, okay, we're doing the debuts and disbandments, but like all of the artists that do comebacks, if I were to include that in like my list, I don't think I would be able to sleep, just be making content constantly, because there are always so many. Mm. Some people come back more than once a year, and it's like... When do you sleep? Like BTS, they're always doing something. And it's like, okay, they have B, that album released recently. Mm. And before that, if they're not like actively promoting or making music or traveling when they were able to for concerts and whatnot, they're doing their reality show. It's like, you guys, you need a break. We need a break.
Exactly. And when you're following multi-artists, forget yeah. sleep.
Exactly. And I'm definitely a multi-fan. So it's a very busy lifestyle for sure.
Yeah, that's exactly Absolutely. Why we are talking this much, mm-hmm. aren't we?
Yeah, exactly. We're all over the place, and that's fine. That's how K-pop is.
Exactly. Even, you know, like talking about comebacks, I remember myself signing up, you know, like even self-discipline kind of thing. I say, mm-hmm. I'm going to write about I'm going to cover one of, and I'm gonna cover GOT7, and in the end I'm mm-hmm. like, oh my god, there's a lot of comeback, and I'm never gonna write them. So
yeah, it's I mean, if you try to cover everything, you're gonna like burn yourself out. So just like pick one or two and focus on that, and just, you know, say, okay, well, I got these done, mm-hmm. now I can do something else or write about something else. Yeah, that's like, for the MAMA Awards, I wrote an article on like my personal top 5 favorite mm-hmm. stage performances. And in the article, I was like, yes, and I'll be reviewing the rest of the performances on another site. And then I realized how many people performed that night. It's like, oh, when am I going to have time to do this?
You know, speaking of that, I'm still preparing my top 10 favorites. Like, I didn't even get time to watch them. I watched few.
Yeah.
I still mm-hmm. have a lot to watch. And I live mm-hmm. with my parents. My parents don't like gay content, and I don't have time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I get it. Like, if you... Ideally, if you do that, well, it's not ideally, because then you won't have a life. You'll constantly be attached to your computer or your television, trying to watch everything. So just do the best you can. And yes. The mamas were 6 hours. I don't know how I sat through that, I'll be honest. And even I missed the first like 30, 45 minutes of it.
I missed a lot of it. Yeah, I'm thankful that I watched GOT7's live performance.
Yeah, they were really good. They were really good. All the performances this year were good. I don't know if it's because we haven't been able to do concerts like we normally could have, but it just seemed like I felt the energy of the MAMA stage performances this year. Previous years, I mean, it's been good, but there's been some where it's like, oh, I'll go get some coffee or do something else.
We spoke about the male groups and solo artists, mm-hmm. so it is definitely time to talk about girl groups, which
yes.
I might not know, but you have a plenty to talk about.
Yes, I do have some that are an interest of me, and because I like the hip-hop and R&B, I am not very familiar with girl groups. Of course, I know the main like heavy hitters, Blackpink, Twice, ITZY. But as far as those who've debuted this year, goodness, I know Signature is a girl group that debuted this year. For some reason, I don't know why, but their name is stuck in my head, so I hear them a lot. aespa just debuted. They're the new girl group from SM Entertainment. They had the Black Mamba song. That one was very catchy. It reminded me of the video from KDA Pop Stars from a few years ago. So that's why it stuck in my head. But I like the song. Irene and Solgi, they're not debuting like from nowhere. They're from, of course, Red Velvet. However, they did their I guess, duo project with Monster and Naughty. Naughty was my absolute favorite, so I like them. And the last group that I know of from previous groups is Secret Number. There's a member in Secret Number who was part of a group from a long time ago called Scarf, which I really enjoyed when they were out. So I'm glad that she's still around and, you know, still doing well.
Mm-hmm. And as expected, I don't know anybody.
That's okay. That's all right. But send you some of the music videos so you can check out.
Definitely. Like, mm-hmm. I do know aespa. I loved aespa. And I mm-hmm. loved the choreography.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And the Mokne, her high notes Mini. Were crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah, they're really good. Yeah. There are a lot of, like I said, like I'm looking at my notes now. There were 35 girl groups that debuted this year. Yeah. So there's a lot. There's a lot. So it's okay if you don't know any of the ones I mentioned on top of the groups that are already out. So
the female solo, one of the solos I really loved is Mamamoo's Moonbyul.
Yes.
She's my favorite member from Mamamoo, mm-hmm. and I loved her Eclipse, I guess, the mm-hmm. debut.
Yeah, that was a good one. You know, all the members of Mamamoo are very talented, amazing singers and rappers, and they've been around for so long, but I'm just like, I'm really glad that now they've become such like a big name. Because for a while, and I get it, sometimes the groups, it takes a little bit to kind of figure out where you want to go as far as your sound concepts and whatnot. But yeah, I love Mamamoo, and I'm glad that now they're having a chance to branch out and see what they're, you know, what they want to do with their own music. Like you said earlier with Moonbyul and Hwasa. And then Hwasa was in the Refund Sisters, which was like a group, a short-lived group, because they've also finished their, I guess, collaboration with Jesse and Ihyori. And, oh my gosh, who's the last member?
She's an actress.
She's an actress, but prior to that, she was like early 2000s, she was a singer who's in her 50s and looks amazing. I hope when I reach that age, I look like that. Yeah. So I appreciate how Mamamoo has like really been given the chance to expand and see, you know, what else they can do.
Yeah, I really appreciate that point because I wrote a few articles for the debuting artists. And that's what I say, like, this is just the first album. Like, there are people who tend to put them on the rain machine, rain them for that kind of music. Some really bring out very good ones, like P1 Harmony. And no, it's not a bias statement, but as an objective point of view, P1 Harmony and N-Hyphen had that kind of a sound. But when with Crayuti, they had to experiment with different styles, but they were still doing it.
Yes, exactly.
So that is the point. So they do have to take their time and
They have to find their sound. Yeah, I mean, there were some groups this year. I put them on in the videos that you've seen, but I haven't said anything about them because they're children. They have they have children groups too, where it's such a strange concept because, especially with the girl groups, you know, they try to do like the dancing and the cutesy stuff, and I'm like, oh, these are really young girls, and it's creepy to me. But their sound is always cutesy, and I feel like at least that side of it is appropriate because they're young. However, I don't want to see the girls dancing. And then the same with the guys, like the little boys, you can tell that they've got like makeup on and they have like the lip tint on and they're like maybe 9 or 10. So their voices are really high. And I don't know who does the videos for the children groups, but they're always like, it's not sharp colors. It's really faded. And strange. However, they're that young debuting in groups. So I'm assuming that by the time they reach, you know, 14, 15, 16 years old, they'll figure out their sound if they're still with these companies. I don't know. That was something new this year. I hadn't noticed. I'm sure there have been kid groups, but this is the first year that I've seen 2 or 3 of them.
Oh, I remember Boy Story from JYP.
Okay, yes.
Last year.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, thank you. That I do remember that one. And I had forgotten about them. Yeah. Okay, so they had sharp colors. Yeah, they did. But I'll have to send you these videos. They just look strange to me.
Yeah, we should check them out. So yeah, that's a lot of debuts and disbandings.
Yes.
I really don't know how the episode went on, but it was crazy.
That's all right. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. The only final, the end take home is Anthea is crazy over X1, P1 Harmony and Crazy. Yes.
Yes, you are definitely multi-fandom. That's good.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for the day I could interview them and just tell them how proud I am. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. I hope that you'll be able to do that sooner rather than later, you know, maybe in 2021.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, thank you so much, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for joining. And this is something that I forgot, but you guys definitely should check her reviews. She also has some interviews with some underrated K-pop artists.
My rookie kids. Yeah. Yes.
It was amazing. She really does it so good. And, you know, finally, one sentence to kind of wrap this entire episode is like, follow Sarah to know the entire K-pop industry.
Thank you so much.
Exactly. Like, there are people without huge names. They might not have huge publishing spaces. Mm-hmm. But their content are paka, and you are one of them. So,
thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for inspiring me as well, because I'm kind of the same person.
Oh, wow. Thank you. And I know that 2021 is going to be your year. You're going to go super far.
Thank you. Like, when I was writing the introduction, I had your profiles on, and my sister literally saw your profile and said, it literally looks like yours. She has a lot of places where she's like speaker, writer, podcaster. which is exactly mm-hmm. what we do. Like, you guys yeah. are not in a particular space. You just go around doing everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are happy doing it, guys.
For absolutely. We are. Absolutely. Makes us happy.
So finally, Sarah, would you like to give your social media accounts, podcast names, website, where to follow, and how to keep track of all
your... Of course. Yeah. Okay. So you can find me on social media. My online name is Young Ajumma. That's Youngajummah. And if you type that in, you can find all my information, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I don't use Snapchat. Also, YouTube and my website as well. All the same name, Young Ajumma.
Yes.
So that's it. Yeah, I try to keep it the same.
Same. Your favorite Young Ajumma.
That's right.
So, yeah, do follow her YouTube stuff. She has some amazing YouTube content, and support her for her new venture with podcasts. A new one.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, so we're doing one now with a friend of mine, K-Drama Reports, where we talk about all things drama related. And then I have an upcoming one, which we're just working out details, called Producing K-Pop, where we'll be talking about and learning, because it's like a learning thing for us as well, about all the producers of K-pop and K-hip-hop, K-R&B, the music writers, the choreographers, every person that works behind the scenes of your favorite artist. So I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah. So yeah, like next week we are having K-Drama Reporters.
Yes, that's right. K-Drama Reports will be on Believe in K-Pop, and we're looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, it's going to be so much of drama. Despite me having zero knowledge on K-drama, I'm going to talk about K-drama.
Yay! Well, that's all right, because we love to talk about it.
Yeah, so thank you once again. And as for Believe in K-pop, you can follow us on Instagram at Believe in K-pop. We have a Discord. I'm still learning how to use it, but I'm there. Emily is there, so you can join us. Sarah can join us too.
Yay, yeah, send me a link and I'll definitely join. I like Discord.
Oh, so you can also teach me how to do that.
Sure.
So yeah, join us on Discord. If you are tweeting about us, use the hashtag BelieveInKpop. And as for me, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Anthea Isaac. I have my YouTube channel, website, everything there, out there. So do check them out. We both write contents.
So yes.
Do read them.
Please support the writers. Yeah. Please support us.
Hashtag support writers.
Exactly.
Writers. Writers. So. Yeah. So yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in and showing your love and support. Hope you are all pumped up for this December holiday. Have a great time planning with your family and friends. Have a great time this week. Have a blessed week, guys. Let me meet you in the next week's episode. Until then, stay safe. Take care. Let us just spread love and be love. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
This is Anthea from Believe in K-Pop.
There. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.